Fitness myths. Diet, sets and reps, machines, and one real shortcut. Protein powders and supplements are probably a lie. And if you are large, then they are most definitely just candy. Eat well. Don't starve yourself. Burn up your fat with exercise, not diet, because your body actually needs nutrition, especially if you are exercising. Fitness is a lifelong commitment. If you cut yourself away from foods, you will eventually develop strange issues. Eat a mixed diet of everything. Everything that humans and animals normally eat. Think of your body as a cute and delicate kitty that you are taking care of. Don't give it sugar, don't starve it, and give it a little bit of everything to keep it healthy. Make sure it is ready for occasional long adventures and that it cannot just handle the common cold, but maybe kind of get ahead of it. If you are large and desperate, then prepare your meals by filling a large bowl with shredded lettuce first. Then add a much smaller version of your usual meal, simply as flavoring. If you are extremely desperate, then get rid of your kitchen appliances. But to do it right, add an extra hour to your daily exercise routine. And then, few months later, when you see that you have hit a plateau, add another hour to your daily exercise routine. Eventually, your body will not be able to hang on to all the fat. It will use it all up. Don't count sets and reps at the gym. Your body does not care for numbers. Counting will cut you off from finishing your exercise and make things worse. I think counting was just invented to prevent people from hugging equipment, to keep everyone moving, so it's not really useful. The only reason to use a machine at the gym is when you are badly hurt. When your back is completely out and you can't move, when you can't walk because you have broken bones. You must not isolate muscle groups while you are healthy. Those machines will make you worse off. While you are healthy, you should move, flex, dance, and live, so that if you do get hurt, you have all kinds of muscles everywhere that will help you. Think of the machines at the gym as poor analogs, exactly like the ones at the space station, that still basically fail to do their job, and all the people come back frail and needing physical therapy. They will cause you to lose muscle mass in other areas. You want the real thing. You want to grow muscles in as many places as possible. Even if you became a professional bodybuilder, you would still want to avoid those machines to engage more muscles throughout your body. For every muscle you focus on, you will lose the other ones. And if you are hoping to make some muscles smaller to make the others look larger, or live in some crazy nightmare where a bodybuilding judge is set on seeing some tiny little muscle thing sticking out somewhere, then you need to change your life, because that is not how it is meant to unfold. I recommend walking the Appalachian Trail with narrated books playing in your ears. Real exercise is about stretching, flexing, dancing, swimming, hiking, bicycling, and doing other crazy things. You can chop and carry wood, for example, or prepare to run western states with a heavy backpack. Every fiber of every one of your muscles should tell an authentic, inspirational story of who you really, really are. Please take care not to sit at the gym, and don't sit on equipment between exercises. A workout is non-stop. Imagine if you were walking a horse where you take 10 steps and then rest for 5 minutes. The horse wouldn't understand this as some kind of an exercise or moving forward. He'd think you are just trying to find a better spot to rest. You need to walk the horse for 3 hours straight. You need to make the horse worry that it's never going to be over. Go slow and long and never stop. That's how your body will know to start adapting. Finally, the part of you that gets bored is healthy. It just means that your exercise is boring and your mind is sound and balanced. To get into the warrior groove where you gradually increase your endurance and send a clear message to your body to adapt or die, you will need to synchronize with the beat of songs, exactly how all the other warriors everywhere do it. This is otherwise called as dancing. That is the shortcut. You have to dance with dumbbells. While fitness is a lifelong commitment, diet, sets, reps, protein powders, and muscle machines will take 5 times longer and put more strain on your body. If you dance with dumbbells, you can accomplish in 3 years what will take others 15. And then you can take it easy, cut back your workout duration, and put less strain on your body, and take better care maintaining it.